The best in audio entertainment and healthful, happy mind expansion. This is the Midweek Drive for SirenOnline.co.uk and SouthsideBroadcasting.podbean.com.
Ooh, outrageous. Happy mind expansion. No pressure, team, but already Nikki Wells has actually tagged us by saying, tuning in to Siren FM for the all-new Midweek Drive.
Yay.
It is, yeah, no repeat Wednesday. Alex Lefty, take it away, Alex, and wow us. Wow us. Gabriella, are we going to... We've got a wow.
I'm sure we will.
Maybe. Yeah. Emily, a wow?
I feel like I'm collapsing under the pressure already.
I thought
too much pressure.
Maybe she's talking Kate Bush and wow. No. Let's go to Cameron, because you were bursting in there, desperately keen to actually start linking up with such magical things as the A605, which, curiously, is the road that actually ties in with our selection from The Joys of Nashville. But well, what are you going to say, Cameron? Spit it out, my son.
Well, you keep talking about this wow factor, and the only thing I can say to you, Alex, is you'll be saying wow when Spurs absolutely...
Now, listen, you know, if you want to start off on that particular line, I mean, I think that's how... It's a matter of time. We've got a full 168 hours before we can get... I'm sure there'll be Facebook's lines and all sorts of other areas.
Just for the
benefit of Emily and Gabriella, this is because Cameron happens to be an unfortunate soul who likes a football team that play at White Hart Lane called, I think, Tottenham Hotspurs. Okay? They are playing...
Class of the league.
They are playing a much better side. You know, the true wonders of world football in every sense of the word. People who deliver all sorts of magic. That would be Manchester City this evening. And that's, as you see, you look around, we see sky blue, the background for Siren 107.3 FM. So it's all there. Great mix of music, news, entertainment, more for Lincoln and beyond. So magic's there. But I don't want to get into it, Cameron, because it's a bit like politics.
I know you don't want to get into it.
I mean, we paved the way on Saturday. We gave Watford a 2-goal start before, you know, scoring 4. So we'll just see how things develop. Anyway,
all right.
Gabriella's now, I think, losing the will to live.
Sorry, I don't understand football. It's just blown over my head.
Neither do Manchester City supporters. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, we'll just see where
let's
talk Leslie Sharp, shall we? Because, you know, this is a classic scenario.
Leslie Curtis.
Well, let's talk even Leslie Curtis. Yeah, see, there we are. Yeah. I can't even get the name right. You've disturbed my equilibrium so much, honestly. Anyway, carry on.
We sent out a press release this week because we're really excited about some of the stuff Leslie's doing. She's taking part now in a musical tribute to Eva Cassidy. Now I have to be honest, I'd never heard of Eva Cassidy.
No,
I'd never heard of her. Until I moved there, you know, several years ago, and that's when I heard of her. And then, you know, Leslie and I got together and she told me she was doing this show. But she's in this new show now, and we're really excited about it. I think it's going to do very well for the music and the experiences of Eva Cassidy. And what's kind of cool is she's got a bunch of dates coming up. You can go to the Intimately Eva website to find out about that. But she's also booking house concerts. So if people want to book a house concert and kind of capture Eva Cassidy in their own home, they can do
now
that.
Let's just hold it. Hold it there, yes. Cameron.
Yes.
House concerts. Now, one of our other regular favorites, Tallulah Rendell, who'll be back with us very shortly, she's done this. Would you like to? Because this might be something that even in Coventry, Emily... You know, the people might go, maybe Gibraltar, you might like to have some house concerts.
Yep.
You know, so just talk, what do you mean by a house concert, Cameron?
They're actually becoming quite popular. Other people will call them living room concerts or, you know, things like that. But essentially, it's the same thing. You book the artist, in this case, Leslie, it's her trio, and they actually come and set up in your house and do a show there. And you pay for it, and... It's like having your own private concert. Now, what a lot of people have done is they'll make a party about it. So, for example, you would book Leslie to do her Intimately Eva show, and they'd invite all their friends over and make it a bit of a party. And they've got their own private concert. It's really cool. A lot of artists are doing it. It's a great way to, you know, just take music to a much more intimate level.
Although it has to be said, it's unlikely that you want to really have your own private mosh pit in your living room, because, I mean, people might get a bit upset about that. You know, you just dive in. It's going to be problematic. And it could happen, but it's unlikely to because of the legal writs, let's be honest. You know, we've got to be truthful about this whole side of things.
Well, health and safety and all that kind of stuff.
It's very important. But I said in the introduction to this whole piece, because I have the script here, that this also ties in with the A605, what we're going to hear from singer-songwriter extraordinaire Leslie Curtis. How can
this
that be, says Emily Rose?
Yeah. Well, Leslie was out on a shoot, and somebody said, "I bet you couldn't write a song about the A605." And she said, "I bet."
How
I
often
can.
Gabriella's doing some location reporting for the video routines, and people turn up to you, Gabriella, and say, "Bet you couldn't write a song about the A605."
I probably couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even. I'm not too sure where the A605 is.
I don't even know where the A605 is. Actually, it is.
No, so I couldn't then. Well, if I googled it, maybe.
Always important. Other search facilities are available, but obviously that particular G brand is taking over the world. So Leslie actually took up this challenge, and being the fine soul that we know she is, she actually sort of smashed it, to use the vernacular. Did she not, Cameron?
She did. She did it and recorded it. It's on her current album, which is entitled Naked. And this is Wait Another Day, Leslie Curtis on Siren FM.
So, Gabriella, you're thinking of putting a challenge together where you write a song or ask Leslie to put a song together about mud paths. Is that right?
No, we were just discussing how there's none anymore. You know, there's no mud paths.
No mud paths?
No, you don't see anymore.
I'm sure in Nashville, if you actually went in parts of Nashville, you'd find nothing but mud paths.
We have nowhere to drag our carts around.
Yeah, where do I put our horses?
Exactly.
These are crucial questions, Cameron, which I'm not sure whether Leslie appreciated would be emerging from, you know, the tune we've just heard. But where do we put our carts around these days? Before or after the horse? I don't know.
So many things I could say there.
So much to do, so little time to put it in. Betwixt that piece of music, let's find out, Emily, what did you make of that Leslie Sharp little number?
I liked it. It sounded very 80s.
Leslie Curtis. Do you know, you're absolutely right. Let's put this to bed once and for all. Leslie Sharp is an actress who takes part in Birds of a Feather. I'm not sure whether she has any kind of musical skills whatsoever. I'm sure she has, but she's a fine soul. Leslie Curtis is the person we're referring to here, and I've written that down in bold on the script. Leslie, I'm sorry, but never mind.
Oh, that changes everything.
Well it's just a public on-air apology. That's more than Cameron ever got for me. Anyway, moving on from that, you also raised another interesting point, Emily, with respect to the living room concert.
Yeah, I thought, like, if you have someone come into your living room and they're playing some music for you, what if you don't like them?
What if you're stuck
in their living room, then you've got to do the awkward, you were great afterwards.
It's a question we'll be putting to Liz Brewer, our etiquette expert, in a few moments, Cameron, but, you know, if that happens, I mean...
Well, I would imagine you would have a pretty good idea whether you liked them or not before you booked them.
Well, I mean, you might if you're listening to Tusk, for instance. You know, I mean, you listen to Tusk, you think, I'd like them to come on board. I'd like them to perform for me. I'd like Tusk in my living room.
Or like if like you were invited, like, oh, I've got this great band coming to play in my living room tonight. Like, oh, I'll come watch. And then you're like, oh.
Yeah. Friends, you see. That's the key thing. Is there an awkward silence? I mean, Gabriella, have you any thoughts on this?
Leave the living room, go to the kitchen? If it's that big an issue, you head to the kitchen.
Where everybody ends up at a party anyway.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, it is so true.
Get started early on the party snack.
Yes, exactly.
As we've reached a mellow moment, well, I've decided we have actually, because what else have we got? We've got the tabloid Novum challenge, we've got news and social network equation. Nikki Wells has obviously stopped sort of sending in any messages whatsoever. Nikki, you will be coming back on this show, don't worry. Because I always get the feeling, Cameron, sometimes she feels, I'm ready to go. It's all right, she's coming back in February. It's just, you know, you have to sort of ease things through, otherwise the excitement just gets too much in every sense of the word. But I've got some Eva Cassidy. Because neither Gabriella nor indeed Emily had actually really encountered this sadly now departed songstress, but somebody who's had a lot of influence, including obviously we've just heard from Leslie Curtis. So what say you, Cameron? As we've got a little bit of time here, are you happy to stick around a wee bit longer today and actually have a listen to Fields of Gold, of course originally done by Sting, but this is Eva Cassidy's version?
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
You'll remember me when the wheels of gold.
So I make the studio announcement that that's what I'd like to have played at my funeral. Not that I intend to actually sort of be popping one's clogs immediately, but, you know, just so you know, made it public. Emily then chimps in with she'd prefer to actually have Going Underground with the Jam, which is nice, you know, I think that's very good, yeah.
That's
I picked See You on the Other Side by Ozzy Osbourne.
See where we're going?
Just because we're dead doesn't mean we can't have some fun.
Precisely. That's it. Zombies are welcome on Siren 107.3 FM, just as any other life form as well. We love you and welcome you on board that. Gabriella, what did you make of Eva Cassidy and Fields of Gold?
It was a bit slow, but it was okay.
Well, as indeed Emily said, gets you in touch with your soul.
Feeling emotional, I don't like it.
Nikki Wells has said, "Woo!" I mean, I couldn't get that pitch there, could I, really? I couldn't get the pitch there, so, "Woo!" I want, it's very good. I want Tusk in my living room, capital, capital, capital. Cameron Tilbury, please make it happen. Well, who knows?
Okay, I'm on that. Yeah,
exactly.
Pull your strings.
Let's see. Yeah, pull his own strings. He's a self-activated marionette. It's fantastic. Anyway, little touch of Eva Cassidy there on the Madrid Drive. It's coming up to 21 minutes past 5 p.m. Of course, news at 5:45 from the Siren News team. And this is the Madrid Drive with Gabriella Peralta, Emily Rose and Alex Lefchuk guiding you through. And hopefully the wow factor is there. We're actually easing our way through that. Star Lane is the name of the band that Melanie Crouch is going to be introducing to us. Have you encountered Star Lane, Cameron? In Tilbury?
Not personally, but we have chatted back and forth on Facebook, we're tight.
So is this going, because Melanie was getting quite confused before she said, no, it's alternate weeks, Melanie, you're on the Wednesday, and then obviously next week she's on the Thursday at 9:40, so, you know. It's working through that. Do you think
tell the players without a program.
Yeah. Well, you know, it'll work well, and it'll be a treat. Because I'm not sure, actually, Emily. Oh, yes, you were on Melanie's first show, were you not?
I think I may have.
So there we are. Well, and Gabriella, I think you were still in Gibraltar at the time.
Oh yes, I do remember that one.
Very, very positive. As we said, Liz Brewer is joining us very shortly, assuming that other station, BBC London, have actually left her alone. Do you know, they phoned me up a few moments ago to say, would we mind if we kind of just rescheduled her slightly? I said, look, it's okay. We're big enough to cope with that. We are. Siren. Lincoln's first community radio station, award-winning East Midlands radio station. But she's been working on this, and she's going to deliver them with phenomenal skill and panache. Emily Rose, last two questions for Cameron Tilbury, please.
Okay, I've been rehearsing. Have you had a reasonably enjoyable telephonic link with us today?
Get over that hill. Go on.
Yes, I have. I have.
Can we be looking forward to hearing from you again?
We'll be back next week. Can't wait.
There we are.
Nailed it.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure Gabriella and the sort of after-show chat would necessarily say, did she nail it? I don't know.
I think she nailed it. Yeah, it was perfect.
Well, thank you, girl.
Yeah. Thank you, girl.
If you like the X-Files, And who didn't, let's face it? You might be very excited to know that stepping into the Paleonus area of Sirens Midweek Drive today, Dean Haglund, yes, the main man behind, of course, The Lone Gunman, of course, and producer and general Renaissance man will be with us second part of the show after Bill Coles has updated us and also shared with us the tale of how he thought he was doing a radio station interview with America. He thought it was for New York. In the end, they started speaking in Spanish extensively with him and they connected him with a radio station in Colombia. It can happen. It's global, global sort of scenario. How often people we've connected with here at Siren, we've thought they're coming from Gibraltar, for instance, and no, it's been Brazil. It's very confusing. It's very, very bizarre in every sense of the word, but still.
Olay.
Precisely. So it's a way forward. Coming up next, Liz Brewer. And what do you think? Should we play her daughter to lead her in? You know, Liz Brewer's daughter, Tallulah Randall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here she comes. Album, The Banshee and the Moon, will be released very, very shortly. We'll be focusing more on that with Tallulah herself in the coming weeks. Okay, so far we've just been getting voicemail, which suggests that that other radio station is simply overexpanding their time. It happens. You know, sometimes you get, you know, a whole backlog of interviews, things are sorting through and all the rest of the bits and pieces. Shall we actually try and reach Liz live? What do you think, Gabriella?
Yeah, I say go for it.
You
do
think,
it.
You think go for it? No, she's not likely to actually
YOLO.
Have to be
problematic
about
so
various other bits and pieces.
Well,
you know,
get out of here.
Yes, I should. I make fun of people who say YOLO.
Well, you've just said it again. You know, yeah. Amazing. Let's see if we're actually getting the voicemail. No. It's still
avoiding
engaged. Him. Still not connected.
It's because you said YOLO. Now she doesn't want to talk to us.
We're the East Midland Station of the Year.
Well, that's true, but we don't want to go over egotistical on the whole thing, because there's nothing worse than actually waving your ego around. I mean, Lord knows we've had lots of opportunities for that, and Siren's small but perfectly formed.
It's not like we have balloons in here or anything.
Yeah.
Exactly. Obviously the webcam hasn't been switched on as yet. We'll try Liz live one more time. Let's see if there's a connection that's coming through here and see if we can actually connect, because normally she's very good at actually saying, okay, this is time, let's get it all sorted through with this, and who knows, maybe this time if we're really lucky we might be there we are. You see, Liz Brewer is with us after all. Yes, live and in person. Well, Liz, what can we say? You know, I just, once again, you've shown the mistress of etiquette skills, etc., by allowing BBC Radio London to actually sort of eat into the time. It's fantastic, and hopefully they treat you well, Liz. That's the important thing.
Yes, it was great fun, actually.
Good. That's right. Well, we have got an etiquette question pretty much right from the off for your good self. I'll introduce you to the team. We have Gabriella Peralta from Gibraltar.
Hey.
And as well as Gabriella, we have the fabulous Emily Rose.
Hiya.
Who's
Hi.
from Coventry. So Coventry and Gibraltar, you can see we're crossing those airwaves in every sense of the word here. Now, the debate that emerged really from our Nashville correspondent, Cameron Tilbury, is allowing for the fact, and this is something Tallulah has actually taken part in, the living room concert. Where effectively, you know, you can sign up there's the opportunity for certain artists to come and perform in your living room. Now, Tallulah, being absolutely superb and magnificent, we've just heard Blind Like a Fool, sensational. We are eagerly awaiting more releases from, of course, The Banshee and the Moon, and we're building up to all sorts of wonderful things from that point of view. In fact, I actually sent her an email saying this, that we'd be plugging Tallulah quite extensively during this particular moment in your show as well. So hopefully you're okay with that.
Fantastic. Wonderful.
Good. Anyway, your question is, well, actually, Gabriella, you can phrase it. What is the question about what happens if the concert band that you've actually booked for your living room concert, somehow it's not going according to plan?
Do you want my answer for that?
No. I think you need to ask Liz, what was the original question?
What happens if you don't like them?
What happens if you don't like the bands that are playing for you in your living room, or indeed, Emily, perhaps your colleagues and friends don't like them? Yeah. What would you do, Liz? Cameron solution, go into the kitchen. Have you got a better way forward?
I think you've always got to have plan B, haven't you? But, you know, before putting on somebody to perform, you need to listen to their music. Now, you can either go online on that or they send you a disc, but you need to, you know, cover all those possibilities, but and then have a backup, but if you really don't like it. So my advice is always, before you proceed in anything, check first.
Yeah, and that is why Liz Brewer is the absolute number one go-to source when it comes to etiquette.
I think if all else fails, pull out the karaoke machine.
Precisely. You have one.
Very good. Marvellous. Liz, can you share with us what you were talking about with our colleagues from BBC Radio London there? Name check them again.
Oh, it was really to do with Charlotte Edwards and this off-the-cuff remark when she's, after all, won the Ashes. Mm-hmm. And she said she was going to the BBC. She announced that she was going to go out and get smashed.
Ah.
And unfortunately, she tweeted it, and was BBC. And obviously, I had to make my comment. I did say that, of course, she is in Australia, and my experience of Ladettes in Australia, that would be a common phrase.
Of course.
But, you see, she
In fact, probably more colourfully expressed than smashed, one might
Precisely.
Well say.
But here you are. You have somebody who is a role model now. She's a superstar. She's won the Ashes. She's got to start learning to be careful what she announces, what she says. And, you know, there's wonderful thing to be able to be in that position and go and celebrate. But what a shame if you feel the only way you can celebrate is to get drunk. So you don't even remember the celebration.
This is so true. I mean, Emily, her second show with the Midweek Drive, I think you still recall when Professor Jane Chapman actually frowned. And I think we were all shocked when you actually sort of revealed what you'd actually said to the Martians who might be watching yourself with silver foil hats on. Don't say it on air, please. But, you know, it's important. You know, even Gabrielle was taken a wee bit by surprise on that one. I think the key thing from a serious point, Liz, is, as we acknowledge, anything that's on social networking sites, it's just as public as putting it in print and posters and spreading
exactly.
it around the world.
You have to have discipline. I mean, I said this in my book. Well, one thing about all these social networking sites is use it to your advantage, yes, but you need discipline and you need to learn how to use it and be aware of, you know, what can happen.
Very true. Gabriella. Any questions for Liz? In fact, we were talking about her sojourn in Berlin, so
yes.
Maybe you'd like to just talk a little bit about how, thankfully, you know, now that the wall has come down, we can see the magic of Brewer and Rendell taking over parts of Berlin, quite rightly so.
I'd just like to ask how it was, what you did there. How
well,
was
I tell
you.
I tell you exactly. I flew out on a moment's notice because my daughter had been she'd been flown over to perform at the opening of a place called the Marquee Bar, and so I thought this is a good opportunity. I'd never been there, and for certain reasons I was in the market to buy a property. And so I decided I might as well go and look in Berlin, and I'd mentioned this to Tallulah. Well, I have to tell you, 48 hours later, I'd actually bought myself a small apartment in Berlin.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God, wow.
Yeah. So, and I've been four times now in the last 6 weeks, mainly with Tallulah, because she's got a huge fan base there and a lot of friends. And so she could guide me through opening the bank account there and finding notaries and finding builders and going through the whole process. And in the meantime, of course, I discovered Berlin and I absolutely fell in love with it. I really, really did. I just loved it. I loved the people there. I loved the enthusiasm. And, of course, it's the center of the music and the art industry. Everything seems to be, as it were, booming and understood and praised. And they make life really easier there now. It's simply wonderful. Here, you know, as a musician, it's a hard graft. Mm. But there, they really appreciate it. It was absolutely wonderful, fantastic.
Well, Liz, we've actually provisionally been considering ways in which we can actually put more of a fantastic celebratory focus on Tallulah's excellent work. I sent her a provisional email to possibly talk about maybe looking at
features. Well, you know she's doing this mega exhibition now at the end of May. I think it's 4 days at Rebecca Hossack's gallery. And Rebecca is showing all the the artistic impressions, the photographs that go with each song that Tallulah's written and the music. And I, from what I gather, it'll be 4 days and Tallulah will perform every night and there'll be parties. But what I understand is as you look at whatever it is, the image or the photograph or the work of art, so you wear earphones, you'll hear the song, and then you move on to the next one. So yet again, Tallulah's done something which is completely original and absolutely wonderful.
As we fully expect. I think she gets it from her mum myself, but there we are. As we also know, that this is being released, Banshee and the Moon, on vinyl. So fantastic. We just had a text in from Katie Grimmison who said, all new midweek drive, am I being excluded from this? Of course not, Katie. You're on tomorrow morning, isn't she, Gabriella?
Yeah, she's on.
Yeah, it's the all new morning midweek drive. I'm happy for you, Liz, to actually, on this next little point, because we haven't given you a little a warning about this, to say I'm going to hold fire on that. But we have been invited, actually, to do a feature with the author of The Bluffer's Guide to Etiquette. That's William Hanson. Now, have you encountered William Hanson at all?
He actually, despite what his press release
yes.
said, he did do a Don't Blink or You'll Miss It visit to Eggleston Hall for one of the programmes, and he joined some of the bachelors that we had there. I think it was either for a cocktail and a dinner.
Yeah.
He was nothing to do with the teaching, with the production.
Absolutely. But
I've had so many people ring today and say, oh, we understand he featured in. I said, he featured in as a guest.
It's like a cameo scenario there.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, you know, clearly, as you know, Liz, you are our number one, inevitably, from that point
well,
of
I'm
view.
Well, I definitely wouldn't say that. But, I mean, I appreciate what he's done. I think it's great. Good luck to him. But you have to stick to the facts.
Well, I think so, because I'll just pick out two of these key things that we've actually got. One of which I agree with. The other one I'm not so sure about, actually. On the other hand, his top sort of line in terms of a top tip on how to be more posh in 2014, which I think is a bit of a dodgy term.
I hate that word.
It's dreadful. You see, I said dodgy term. Academic learn for arguable. He goes in with revise your handshake. The last time someone told you to shake hands, you were probably very young. Get a loved one to review your handshake honestly. Try to avoid being a wet fish or a bone crusher. People judge others on the quality of their handshake.
Well, I mean, it's been said so many times, it's been debated, etc., etc. But getting back to that word posh, you know, it means port outward starboard home.
Exactly. It's a nautical term.
Yes,
exactly.
And it had to do with when you went on these wonderful big ships, they were the best cabins. But you know, to use it, it's a ghastly expression.
Precisely.
And
Liz, I think you've actually sort of just nailed it there, and I think I might just raise that as one of the first questions, as and when we might do a little piece with him. But I'm not even sure we'll ask him the last two questions, to be honest, you know, on this sort of basis. But there we are. Gabriella, would you like to, in your own inimitable Gibraltarian way, throw those last two questions? Actually, have you ever been to Gibraltar, Liz?
Have I been to Gibraltar?
Hmm.
I had one of my ex-fiancés living in Gibraltar for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He wasn't called Mr. Peralta, was he, by any chance?
And what did you say, Alex?
He wasn't called Mr. Peralta,
no.
No. But, you know, I spent a lot of time down there, but I actually never went onto the rock, which is a shame.
Oh, you should have.
I know. Too true, definitely.
Anyway, Gabriella, last two questions for Liz, please.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Gabriella, I've had a wonderful time.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much. And will you be connecting with us again?
I'm sure. If I'm asked, I'd be delighted.
A round of applause for Liz Maria. Fantastic.
Thank you.